Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversation's Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name's Ishma. I'm 10 years old and I live in Glasgow. And I'm going to tell you about my life for Fun Kids. I live at home with my mum and my sister. And my dad lives in Portugal at the moment. I live in a part of Glasgow. I've got a nice house, semi-detached, it's got a house connected to it. And it's just a really small, quiet place in general. A really pleasant place to be. It's just quite a homely town. There's quite a few other kids in the neighbourhood. So I can commonly go out, maybe with some shorts and t-shirt on, and play outside, come back in, have some rest, go out again, do whatever. It's really nice to have other kids in the neighbourhood, because otherwise you're quite alone. And one of my friends is in the house that's connected to mine, and the other one lives a house away from me. I've got quite a few and they're all close to my age. One of them's the same and then the other's 1 year younger. So it's not that there's a huge age gap either, it's just you've got some time to go and play with your friends. At the moment, I don't have my own room. I share with my sister. I either walk to school or I drive to McDonald's and then park there and go. My favourite subject has to be maths because I'm quite good at it, I excel in it. And partially my report is always, Ishma's good at maths. And science because, like I've mentioned before, it's really fascinating. I like to collect rocks because they have meanings to them. And now I don't know if those meanings are true or not, but it's nice that when you go to sleep, you know, there's a little box beside me and it's filled with things that I know I can keep forever. It's a nice little thought. Listen to me showing you how to look for rocks in your garden.
Hey y'all, today I'm going to be doing rock hunting. Yes, I know, rock hunting. Not quite pleasing to hear, but trust me, it's not the muddy sport y'all think it is. It's worse. I'll be straight with it, but it's so much fun. The only reason this isn't quite as aesthetic as it is every morning is because there are seagulls above my head. Please go away, seagulls. I'm just trying to live my life peacefully. Anyways, whenever you're rock hunting, you need to have your eyes out like eagles. And I have just indeed found something. I've spotted it. I found something. I love it. It's beautiful. It's so, so pretty. Okay. I just kind of walked into a fly there. We're just going to ignore that. It's really, really nice, and it's actually not bad in size, which is why I can see it. Let's just... Ow. That wasn't really nice stick. Ah, it's lovely. Finally got it out. Ugh. It's beautiful. It's actually tinier than I expected. It's pinkish with a black top. That kind of looks like ash or cement, if you know what I mean. It's lovely. A good place to look for rocks is, honestly, anywhere. As long as there's soil and you can see something shiny, then yeah, you could have potentially found a crystal. Quartz is quite normal in formations of different types of rocks. I usually go looking for rocks and crystals, either in my back garden or if it's a sunny day, at the beach. I'm Ishma and I'm telling you about my life for Fun Kids. As I mentioned, I also like science. Science is a logical explanation for some things that happen, and I guess I just like the clarity of it all. That this happened, so that's the cause of it all. And it's just nice to know that this is what happened, so that's that. Here I am doing a science experiment at home. So we're gonna open it up, get the leaflet. Okay, I love science so much, it's so cool. I cannot believe that in a matter of seconds, I'm going to be having a chemical coral reef garden. That's right, that's what I'm making. Now I'm to stir. Oh my God, it's coming, it's coming. It's like arising. It's this weird green gloopy looking thing and it is so cool. It's an actual chemical garden. I'm gonna keep this. It says dispose it later, but I'm not. Nope, can't. I'm sorry. It is so beautiful. It's like arising. It's so, oh my God. I love it. And it was so fast too. Totally recommend doing science. Science is another world in itself. Chemistry, science. Maybe not biology. I've never done biology. I'm not in high school. But I have done chemistry and I have done science. And I can tell you, indeed, that they are a world of their own. They are this topic of themselves. I could talk about science and chemistry for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours. It's so colourful and helpful. Science is what's going to bring the cure to cancer and so much more. And it is so mesmerising.
As I mentioned, I also really like maths. I'm in an abacus club. An abacus is an Egyptian tool with beads on it, and you use the beads to calculate and form sums. In the club, we practice using the abacus tools by there's sums on a piece of paper, and you have to use your abacus and solve those sums. I got my sister to test me on the abacus. Have a listen to what amazing sums it can help me do.
Hi guys, today I'm going to be doing some magic. Okay, hold with me. It's not pulling a rabbit out of a hat. It has nothing to do with paper and is not the disappearing trick. It is maths. Okay, yes, I know. I'm going to sound crazy. But here I have with me an Egyptian tool which was used to calculate pyramids. It's called an abacus. It's a black tool with red beads connected by a black iron string. And now I have my LA sister to come here and help me with some questions.
Will you? Hi, girl. Yeah, okay, so I want to understand a little bit more about this tool of yours. So I'm going to ask you a few questions. And I want you to answer them using, you know, whatever method.
The abacus.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Right, okay. 3, 2, 1. 5. Add 6, add 9, minus 8, add 45, minus 68, add 32. The answer is...
21?
Yep, bang on. That's exactly what my calculator says. How did you do that?
The abacus. See, it's really simple. It goes up to, well, quite far. Billions probably, and each the top beads are 5 and the bottom beads are the bottom 9s.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 4. So there's 4 beads on the bottom and one which represents 5 at the top.
Whoa, okay. Does this work for like multiplication as well? Because.
Yeah, sure, let's give it a go. It does.
Okay, 89 times 72. Would you be able to do that?
I got 6,408.
Oh, let me check. Yes! How on earth? Wow, that is so cool. Honestly, I could never. Wow. But honestly, go girl, because I could not. That's so cool.
Thank you. I've been telling you a bit about my family. My mum and dad come from India. And they moved here in around... actually 18 years ago, so in 2004. They then had my sister and my older sister in... 2008, and then me in 2012, so there's a 4 years gap. They moved here because my mum said that she wanted us to speak English and everything like that. My mum already knew English from previous experiences in England. She wanted us to speak it too. Obviously, if we lived in India, we'd only learn tiny morsels of it all. She wanted us to be fluent in English and in Hindi. And guess what? My mum used to be a champion show jumper. Have a listen to this.
I am making your favorite thing. What do you love?
I am making kebabs.
Yes! But
yes!
I have something a bit more special to ask you about.
Oh, please. Ask anything, whatever you want to ask.
I want to ask you about your horse riding.
Oh, don't take me to the memory lane. Okay, tell me, what are your questions for my riding?
What inspired you to be a horse rider?
What inspired to be as a horse rider? Actually, when I was on the horse, I felt quite, you know, free and liberated. And I thought, oh my God, that's the best experience somebody can have. And when I used to ride I used to just feel so much fast because my horse used to ride very, very fast.
What was your horse's name and why?
My horse's name? Oh, that's a very good question. My horse's name was Pooja. And Pooja, you know, it's quite a cultural name. It means prayer. So, just you can imagine that my horse's name was Pooja and riding was like a prayer to me.
I vaguely remember you telling me a story about how you'd broken a bone and had to walk to hospital.
Oh, yes, I have been. I remember once that I was, you know, training a new horse in the ground. The horse, he was just having his own mind. He was not ready to take the orders from anybody. So I was trying to take him towards the jumping side. And then he knocked me off. I broke my leg bone. And then I had to go to hospital. I was in the bed for 21 days because I had a very hard plaster. But you know what? It's still an experience because till you don't break yourself, you don't learn something very, very new, isn't it?
The only flex I have is that I've never broken a bone. Oh, God, Mum, the onions are making me cry. I've got to go. Bye. It was great talking to you.
I'm Ishma, and I've told you about my mum and sister. My dad lives in Portugal at the moment. He's a general manager of a hotel. I'm actually not so sad that he lives abroad, because we get holidays. We get free rooms, free food, great staff, an absolute lovely life in Portugal. Oh, we have to pay for his clothes and plane tickets. I don't get to see him very often. Actually, I don't speak to him much on phone either, because he's really swamped with clients, customers, staff and all that. So he only really gets a chance to call when we're heading to sleep or when we are asleep. Here I am, talking to him the other day.
Hi, Dad!
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Absolutely fine, brilliant. I'm sorry, I was trying to, you know, call you yesterday, but I had to go somewhere, I couldn't call you. So now I'm calling you. How you been?
Great, the weather in Glasgow is awesome.
Wow, so what's up, what's happening, tell me.
So I've just came back from a dance class in a while, maybe an hour or so. I'm going to have to go to a swimming class. And I'm really excited because I want to work on my butterfly.
Oh, very good. Mom told me, you know, you're doing absolutely brilliant in swimming. And you learned some more sort of technical aspects of breaststroke.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. And what about your, you had a parents meet yesterday, you know, with Mom and then...
Oh, the award ceremony, you mean? Yes, I got the Marion Kelly, the Excellence in Writing Award. And my friends got really good awards too. Me in total won 4 awards. One, the Marion Kelly Pupil Council Award, Best Pupil Council, Attendance, and then I got the Effective Contributor.
Wow, Bob, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're doing so well. No, Mom told me how much the teacher was praising about you and how you have improved over the period of time and you've done well. And I know your handwriting is great. Obviously, Dad's handwriting is great.
How are things in Portugal?
Portugal is
hot.
It's very hot, yes. I don't know when I come back to Glasgow how it's going to be for me. It is sunny, it is beautiful, it's very, very busy. You know, remember when you came last time in...
And it was roasting.
Yes, now imagine we are in the end of June. It's very hot, but it is really nice. In fact, I'm trying to book a ticket for you now where you...
Of course, we can come to Portugal.
Shona is obviously going for an
annual camp, yeah.
Back when she comes back, we book a ticket and we'll have another beautiful holiday.
Dad, I've just realized the time and we need to head for swimming because I have to get changed and everything. So I'll see you later then. Bye.
I'll call you later. We need to talk.
We do.
Yeah. Love you.
Love you too. You're listening to Ishma. I'm 10 years old. Telling you about my life for Fun Kids. My family and I also like to go for walks. We usually go down to Brooking Glen. It's a really lovely naturistic park with a waterfall and duck pond as well. Sometimes we go down there and feed the ducks. Recently we went to a walk by the waterfall.
I am at a waterfall in the loveliest park where I live.
This place is the most naturistic area you could ever be in. Can you hear the sounds of the waterfall? Now, as we're moving away, you can see so many flowers. Just close your eyes and visualize it all. This is the part that catches me the most. This is those padlock walls they have. And it says so many, it has so many names. Charlie, Chantel, Olivia. Okay. And looking at these, it makes me think how many promises are made, broken, lost. So it's nice to stand in front of here and just have a little bit of recollection time. Remember that whoever you have with you, you may not get along with now, but you're going to want them in the end. But moving on from the sadness, we're going to pop down to the duck pond.
During the walk, I saw padlocks on the bridge. Usually people put these padlocks to remember a promise or a death of a person. So whenever going by those padlocks, I like to close my eyes and thank myself. Or thank God. Or whoever you believe in. Or just fate in general. That I've got a great life, my mum's earning well, my dad's earning well, everything's going smooth. I follow Hinduism. It teaches me a lot. It tells me that it's important for people in life. Hinduism accepts everyone, from the LGBTQ to atheists. It doesn't matter for us. As long as you're a good person inside, then no matter what, we will accept you in the Hindu community. For us, all that matters is if you're a good person on the inside. My granddad was a army marine. Yeah, and then he went into the Navy. He was stuck on a ship and he didn't eat egg. Obviously in India, in some parts, you don't eat egg because most Indians are vegetarian, like my mum. So my granddad, he only took the loaves you get in the shop, in the supermarket. He took one of those and he rationed that out for 15 days. He was also a very timely person. He would have a specific breakfast at a specific time, he'd have a nap at a specific time, and everything would be so planned and coordinated. I guess that's just how the army is. My dad's mum, so my grandma, she lives in India, Kashmir to be specific. We can only ever see her when my dad's family calls. And since she's getting older, she doesn't know Hindi, she only knows Kashmiri. So it's quite hard to talk to her, but it's nice to see her and know that she's there. I'm Ishma, and I've been telling you about my life with Fun Kids. Thanks for listening today. I hope you enjoyed hearing about my life. If you enjoyed listening to this program, you can hear other kids talking about their life. Go to funkidslive.com and listen to the podcast called My Life.